It's Wednesday, February 1st, 2017 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. The decision is in. President Donald Trump has nominated 49-year-old Colorado native Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. While mainstream media is calling Gorsuch a conservative intellectual, known for backing religious rights and publicly opposing doctor-assisted suicide, the pro-life group Faith to Action has expressed alarm that Judge Gorsuch refused to protect a 20-week unborn baby in a wrongful death case, calling the baby, quote, pre-viable, unquote. Turns out Gorsuch was in the same 1991 graduating class from Harvard Law School as Obama. When Sally Yates, Trump's acting attorney general, learned of his policy decision to temporarily halt the entire U.S. refugee program and ban all entries from 7 Muslim-majority nations for 90 days, she refused to enforce his executive order, reports Fox News. President Trump had 2 words for Ms. Yates.
You're fired.
The former attorney general, an Obama appointee, got her pink slip hand-delivered. On Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, federal prosecutor Dana Bente was sworn in as the new acting attorney general as the president awaits confirmation of Senator Jeff Sessions to the cabinet position. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich appeared on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News Channel and agreed with Trump's executive order.
You now have a president who really takes seriously the tremendous threat of international terrorism and who is prepared to take steps that are very tough-minded and that are going to inconvenience some people.
Boko Haram, the Islamic terrorist group in northern Nigeria, has destroyed at least 900 Christian churches in order to drive out all Christians from the north, reports the DailyPost.ng. One Christian leader, Bishop Diamond Emuobar, said, quote, Christians should defend themselves, and he who has no sword should sell his coat and buy one to defend himself, unquote, referring to Luke 22:36. Quote, we are all human beings. Nobody should catch you like a snail and slaughter you because you believe in Jesus Christ. We all would not die, and those of us who are alive have the right to defend ourselves, unquote. Abu Sayyaf, a notorious ISIS executioner who beheaded hundreds of innocent citizens, has been stabbed to death by a hit squad in northwest Iraq, reports The Sun. He is the second ISIS executioner to be killed in the region in the last few days. Time and time again, Planned Parenthood presents itself to the public as an organization which just wants to help women. But when undercover investigators, posing as pregnant women wanting to keep their babies, ask 68 Planned Parenthood facilities about getting ultrasounds to check on their children's health, they were turned away. Listen to one example after the next.
I was kind of hoping for an ultrasound because I would love to have, the pictures, make sure the baby's healthy and stuff like that, see the gender.
But we won't be able to tell you if it's healthy or the gender. We specialize in abortions, that's what our ultrasounds are for, to see how far along the patient is.
Do you do any ultrasounds in your clinic at all?
We do, but not as standalone.
What do you mean?
We don't do them by themselves.
What do you do them with?
We do them when performing abortion procedures.
Okay, so you said that they use ultrasounds for terminations only?
Yes.
We tell you you're pregnant, and we also prefer to do the abortions.
Okay. So other than a pregnancy test, I heard you guys had ultrasounds. Would it be possible?
But we only do ultrasounds if you are terminating.
Oh.
Would it be possible to get an ultrasound to just check that the baby's healthy?
No. Not something we offer.
Oh, okay. You don't offer... I thought you did offer ultrasounds, but maybe I was confused.
Well, we do have to do an ultrasound with an abortion, but we don't offer them, so we can't do anything to make sure that the pregnancy is fine.
Lila Rose of Live Action said, quote, Planned Parenthood knows if it shows mothers an ultrasound, it would reveal a growing child with a beating heart and kicking legs, destroying not only the clump of cells myth, but eventually Planned Parenthood's abortion business model, unquote. You can watch the 3-minute-long video in our transcript at theworldview.com, which captures the phone calls and personal visits to Planned Parenthood abortion mills. First, the Boy Scouts approved homosexual scouts, then homosexual scoutmasters, Now, within the last 48 hours, the Boy Scouts has changed their policy to allow girls who identify as boys. Families may check out TrailLifeUSA.com for a Christian version of the Boy Scouts. After 3 years in service, Trail Life USA already claims 26,000 members in 48 states, including my own 7-year-old son, Honor, in San Antonio, Texas. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, February 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.